Dylan White is very knowledgeable about boxing. Far more knowledgeable than most heavyweights in the top 10, for example. I mean, even AJ, if you hear him talk about boxing, he doesn't actually know that much about boxing history. He doesn't know that much about fighters in other divisions. Now, after the Andy Ruiz loss, I noticed in interviews he was starting to talk about boxing history a bit more and clearly had been watching older fights and what have you. So been trying to learn more about the history of the sport. But even still, he doesn't have the kind of knowledge that Dylan White has. Dylan White, from way back, long before he was with Eddie Hearn, I think this was even before his ban, I watched interviews with Dylan White where he was talking about fighters from the 70s and stuff like that, and had good knowledge of them. So this is a guy that knows boxing. It always amazes me, actually, how little some fighters know about boxing in terms of the history, in terms of fighters in other divisions. There have even been quite a few fighters that have come out and said they don't watch boxing at all, which is just incredible to me. But anyway, Dylan White is not one of those guys. He's one of the few who is a real boxing buff. And that's why it was a bit curious to me when Alexander Usyk was first talking about stepping up to heavyweight. Dylan White was asked how he thought Usyk would do it heavyweight, and he was very dismissive. He's too small. He's not going to be able to compete with the big boys. And once he moved up, it was the same type of attitude from Dylan White. There was even some talk about Usyk maybe fighting Dylan White, and again, Dylan White became even more dismissive of Usyk. Now, as well as Dylan White knows boxing, he will have known about people like Jimmy Young. He obviously knows about Evander Holyfield. He knows about plenty, Michael Spinks, of smaller guys coming up in weight and beating bigger guys. So for him to be so dismissive of Usyk, to me, I didn't believe him. I personally believe that Dylan White, either consciously or subconsciously, understood that Usyk was a major problem all along. But he was wishful thinking when he was talking about Usyk's not going to be big enough, he don't have the power, this, that, and the other. It's wishful thinking. Now, interestingly, if you rewind a few days and go and have a look at Dean White talking about the AJ Usyk fight and, you know, his prediction for the fight, he said that it was going to be a real tough fight for AJ and that it was going to go the distance and be close. That's my recollection anyway of what he said. So he was thinking along the same lines as me, this is going to be a real tough, close fight. And AJ is going to have plenty of pro. He's going to have his work cut out here. Whereas with Dylan White, he was saying, oh no, AJ is going to knock him out in 7 rounds. He's going to be too big, too strong for him. I personally think that that's what he wanted to believe. I think deep down, somebody with the kind of knowledge Dylan White has about boxing, he knew Usyk was going to be a problem. He knew. He just didn't want to believe it. That's what it was. So if you look at Dylan White's interviews after the fight in the arena and also the next day, he was very disappointed in Anthony Joshua. He called him a weirdo. He said AJ should have stuck it on him. He should have done this. He should have done that. And Dylan actually had the fight a lot closer than he should have had it, in my opinion. A lot closer. Because I rewatched the fight last night. I gave AJ 3 rounds. 9 rounds to Usyk. If you're really generous, you could give AJ 4. That's still 8 rounds to Usyk, right? So Dylan White had it much closer than that from what I remember. Again, because he's wishful thinking. He's trying to do Joshua a favor because he realizes what a threat Alexander Usyk is. Not like Usyk's going to come through the heavyweight division and knock everybody out. No, he's not really that type of fighter. He wasn't a knockout merchant at cruiserweight. He's not going to be a knockout merchant at heavyweight. As we saw in the AJ fight, if you're a little vulnerable, he can still hurt you. But he's not going to be doing what AJ's done, for example, to a lot of people and just wipe them out, or Deontay Wilder, etc. Or even Dylan himself, who's got very good punching power. No, Usyk's not going to be that kind of guy, but he is going to be the kind of guy, and he already has proven this, that can outmaneuver you, that can mess with the range. He's got tremendous head movement. He'll prevent you from getting set, and he'll counter you all over the place. So when I saw Dylan White's face in that ringside interview, he had the look of a man who can't deny his eyes anymore. Usyk is a problem for everyone, and that's just what it is. He's not a 40-year-old Alexander Povetkin. This is a 34-year-old man who might actually be peaking. If he's not peaking, he's only just past his peak. This is an Olympic gold medalist, former undisputed cruiserweight champion. This is a guy who can move for 12 rounds and fight at a good pace and still have enough energy left in the 12th to go for the knockout, even when he didn't need it. It's a dangerous, dangerous man. Anthony Joshua has very good balance for a big man. Even though he was made to look clumsy and a bit silly by Usyk, don't get it twisted. AJ's got much better balance than Deontay Wilder. And on the front foot, at least, he's got better balance than Tyson Fury. Maybe not moving back, although AJ's balance is not bad moving back. Tyson Fury is just a little bit slicker in that mode. But on the front foot, AJ has better balance than Fury. But look what Usyk did to him. So if you think that AJ's footwork looked a little clumsy coming forward, Tyson Fury's footwork would look even more clumsy coming forward against Usyk. Ditto for Deontay Wilder. But if there's one positive for the other big guys in the division, is Usyk has now revealed his hand. They know what he can do against the big boys. So they'll be better prepared. They'll know not to make the same strategic mistakes that AJ made and perhaps the same technical mistakes. And this is where you actually have to give AJ a lot of credit, because he's taking on guys, due to the fact that he's, or was, unified heavyweight champion, taking on people who the other big names in the division are not taking on. Albeit, in this case, with a rematch clause attached, which I definitely don't agree with, mandatory challengers should not be signing rematch clauses. Nevertheless, he could have vacated the WBO belt and not fought Usyk, allowed Usyk to fight Joe Joyce for the vacant. I'm curious to find out whether Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder will be keen on facing Alexander Usyk, whichever one of those guys wins their trilogy fight. Because from what Shelley Finkel has recently said, if Wilder beats Tyson Fury, he's not going to be in any rush to make the undisputed fight, which means in no rush to fight Alexander Usyk, assuming the AJ rematch doesn't go ahead or Usyk beats AJ in the rematch. So that's interesting, isn't it? And with Tyson Fury, knowing how clever he is with regards to managing his career, I know MTK or his management company and all that, but Tyson Fury has a lot of input in terms of who he fights and when he fights him. Always has had. And knowing his history with regards to very clever management, he's not the kind of guy to just dive headlong into every challenge against anybody out there, no matter what. That's not what Tyson Fury tends to do. He's a bit more Mayweather about it. He's beaten very good people, yes, but he's calculating about who he fights and when he fights them, rather than just taking on all comers at any time. So will he really just go straight into an Usyk fight? Imagine Usyk fights AJ again in a rematch. Looks even better. Tyson Fury going to go straight into the undisputed fight? Let's say he struggles against Wilder. You know? We'll see. But point is, Dillian Whyte, in my opinion, in my estimation, he knew all along that Usyk was a serious threat to the big boys. He just didn't want to believe it. Anyway, give me your thoughts in the comments below. Now here's a shocker, and I don't mean that in a sarcastic sense. I mean, this is genuinely a shocker. This is the kind of thing you would expect to hear from Peter Fury, but in this case, it's from John Fury. He said, quote, "Listen, he's a very awkward man, Usyk. Obviously, he'd never fought anybody like that before," as in Joshua hadn't fought anyone like Usyk before. "What he did need to do is adopt Derek Chisora's game plan, because he did a better job than what AJ did. I thought if he used his weight a bit more and put a bit more devil in his work, it could have gone better for him. I was surprised because he's a big dude. He might have lost too much weight, but what he needed to do was get all over him and put him under pressure, not let him settle. When your plan ain't working, it's up to the corner to switch it up, and they never. They kept saying in the 8th round, be smart behind your jab. It wasn't working because he was in front of a master technician and he played Usyk's game from the beginning. They didn't try and change it. It's his corner's fault. Give AJ a break, because it wasn't all AJ's fault. It was his corner. They never had the brains to help him out of a sticky situation. You've got to know that the men in your corner know the fight game. Unquote. So that's John Fury being very complimentary of AJ, defending him after his second professional loss. Who'd have thought it? Now, I agree with John Fury that the corner were poor and that he needs better people in his team to advise him in situations like that, to guide him in situations like that. Where I don't agree is that he lost too much weight. I tend to agree with his brother Peter that this is AJ's optimum weight and his ideal weight. I don't think that the problem of AJ not being aggressive enough against Usyk was to do with how much he weighed. I think it was to do with his mindset and also the people in his corner. Needs to fix the mindset, needs to fix the technique. I think where John Fury is thinking about weight, he's thinking of his son Tyson, where he was trying to get down to a particular weight. With AJ, he's not getting down to 240 pounds. This is a guy who walks around chiseled. He's not putting on loads of body fat in between fights. His metabolism is very high. So with AJ losing weight, it's a case of him not doing all the weightlifting anymore. And he had plenty of power to knock out Kubrat Pulev, right? Shook Andy Ruiz in the rematch in the first round. Cut him. Still plenty of power there. And you look at AJ in the 12th round, he was against the ropes against Usyk, yes. But that is fresher than AJ looked in the 7th round against Andy Ruiz. That's fresher than AJ looked in, let's say, the 6th round against Vladimir Klitschko. So I think at this weight, AJ has better stamina. This is actually the first time, come to think of it, that he's done 12 rounds at a good clip. He went 12 rounds against Joseph Parker, but that was at a snail's pace where neither guy was throwing many punches and AJ weren't really taking any shots. Against Usyk, he was constantly having to work, which is very mentally draining, okay? Trying to keep up with Usyk's movement and all that. He was getting punched all the time, ended up with a big eye jammy, was getting hit in the body, and in terms of tiredness, he never really looked like wilting. Maybe in the final few seconds of the 10th round, but he was also hurt at that stage, yeah? So it's clear to me that AJ's stamina is much better at 240. He knows that. If there's one positive to come out of this for AJ, is that he went 12 rounds at a good clip against somebody who has a much higher work rate than your average heavyweight. Yeah? So if he had any doubts in the back of his mind about doing the 12 rounds at a good pace, those doubts should now be erased. Again, he did do 12 against Andy Ruiz in the rematch, but it was a relatively low volume fight. It wasn't like this. So that is a positive. In the back of his mind, he knows in a tough fight, not a Joseph Parker type fight or a Andy Ruiz 2 type fight, in a tough fight, he knows he can go to 12. I know Usyk is not the biggest puncher in the world, but we're talking about stamina here. Yeah? His stamina, for the most part, it held up. So I think this is his weight. I just think the issue is a mental one. He's thinking too much like an amateur. He's still with the same coach that was training him as an amateur. He's up there in Team GB training with amateurs. And I know even Usyk and other fighters will train at certain amateur facilities and train with amateurs. The difference is Usyk's clean boxing, his lack of physicality, didn't hurt him against AJ because he was so superior in terms of the clean boxing. Whereas AJ's lack of physicality, when I say physicality, he's obviously a huge guy, strong and everything, but I'm talking about he wasn't imposing his physicality upon his opponent. That hurt him. And that's the kind of thing that you learn in professional boxing, is how to impose yourself physically upon somebody. The rough stuff. I'm not advocating any illegal tactics here, but I'm just talking about the fact that professional boxing is more rough and tumble, less clean, generally, than amateur boxing. And that's, like I mentioned in a previous video, what Vasyl Lomachenko found out against Orlando Salido. Welcome to the pro game. This is what it's all about. Right? Salido was very dirty in that fight. Dirty in many fights, Orlando Salido. But that's the kind of thing that AJ needs to know about. Tyson Fury, he knows about the pro game. You saw what he did in the Steve Cunningham fight. Took the fight by the scruff of the neck. Wasn't going to allow this little guy to outmaneuver him and ping him with big right hands from the outside. He was like, no. We got to shut this down early. So as soon as he got off the canvas, he recovered and then later on in the round, and certainly the third, fourth, etc. Put the earmuffs on, march forward, wasn't worried about trying to look pretty or graceful or slick. He just needed to get the job done and fought a big man fight. And in the absence of AJ having a number of learning fights under a different trainer that can teach him certain techniques whereby he'll be able to use his height and reach more effectively against someone like Usyk, in the absence of that, if he goes into a rematch immediately and still has Rob McCracken in his corner, he's going to need to adopt similar tactics to Tyson Fury when he fought Steve Cunningham. And not try and be the boxer at all, but just try and pose himself physically on Alexander Usyk, wear him down, and attempt to take him out. Anyway, it's good to see John Fury actually showing some objectivity. He has in the past a few times, he said some complimentary things about AJ actually, in terms of how he's a nice guy and he'd like to go for a pint with AJ, but in terms of boxing, he don't really rate him. But here, when a lot of people are on AJ's case, including myself, in terms of criticizing his performance, John Fury's saying, well, you know what? It's not all AJ's fault. It's his corner. They should have advised him better. And I agree. Rob McCracken has got to go. I've got nothing against Rob McCracken. Never met the guy in my life. Sure, he's a lovely man. And he's done well as a coach, right? With Karl Froch, Team GB, AJ up until this point. But in my opinion, he can't take AJ to the next level. He can't maximize AJ's potential. My argument is purely a boxing argument. It's not about what's best financially. It's purely about what I think are the necessary steps for AJ to take to become the best fighter he can possibly be. And that is probably not going to sync with the best thing he should do from a financial perspective in the short term, or what his team want him to do, because they don't want him to take a big pay cut and start having some learning fights against top 15 guys rather than top 5 guys. They don't want that. They want to keep these big paydays coming in immediately. Right? They're kind of feeling a little desperate, a little anxious at this point. So I'm well aware that my recommendation, for lack of a better term, is probably not going to be implemented. You've also got the issue of AJ's pride. You know the old saying, pride comes before a fall. Right now, AJ's pride is hurting. He wants to get back in there and get revenge on Alexander Usyk immediately. He don't want to go in a different direction. He wants to get that honor back. But sometimes that's not the wisest choice from a boxing perspective, from a development perspective. As I mentioned in a previous video, when Lennox Lewis lost his WBC world title to Oliver McCall and couldn't get the immediate rematch, in retrospect, that was actually a blessing in disguise, because he hired Manny Steward, and him and Steward had several fights to get used to each other and change Lennox Lewis's technique, change the way he thought about boxing, and get Lewis's confidence back up. But with AJ, there seems to be no regard for any of that. People just want him to get right back in the ring with Usyk straight away, because maybe they're AJ fans and they didn't like the fact that he lost. Now all the people who don't like AJ are gloating and all this kind of stuff. So they want him to get right back in there, just like he did against Ruiz, and right the wrong. Usyk is not Ruiz, bro. If you think that this is as simple as going in there and boxing on the outside and moving away, and No. You're going to need to improve your technique far beyond what will be possible in 6 months with no learning fights in between in order to beat Usyk from the outside. And even if you implement what John Fury said in the rematch and what I think is his best bet, which is to do what Tyson Fury did against Cunningham, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to getting knocked out or schooled even worse than he got schooled the first time. That's very possible. That tactic of trying to impose himself on Alexander Usyk comes with risk. It's fraught with risk. Obviously, the rewards are there if he can manage to put damage on Usyk, and he did manage to damage him, right, in terms of facial damage in the first fight. But no, this time he'd be looking to hurt him, to make him wary, to make Usyk hesitant about throwing shots. That's what would be his goal, and ideally to knock him out. But in the process of trying to do that, he could get knocked out himself. Have a look at that third round. That was at the very end of the round. Imagine if it was at the start of the round or in the middle of the round. AJ might have suffered a knockdown. And that right there was a situation where AJ was looking to land a big punch, where he was trying to get a bit more aggressive, got clipped and got hurt. So all these people who are desperate for AJ to get right back in the ring are allowing their emotions to cloud their better judgment. That's what they're doing. And as far as the people within AJ's team, money plays a big part in why they want him to get straight back in there. With AJ himself, it's pride. There seems to be no regard for AJ's mental state because he still hasn't gotten over that first Andy Ruiz fight, folks. I told you this after watching not only the rematch with Ruiz, but even the Pulev fight. It was clear this guy hadn't got the demons of Andy Ruiz out of his mind. And so he's carrying those demons into the Usyk fight, and he's now picked up more demons from Usyk. When is this guy actually going to have the opportunity to exercise those demons? It takes time. Time is a healer, and certain experiences can help you heal. Now again, to finish on a positive for AJ, right? All you AJ fans out there who think I'm too negative about him, accuse me of being an AJ hater. Well, trust me, I've been accused of being a hater of just about every fighter out there. It's absurd. People just can't handle objective analysis, objective criticism, right? It's not about trying to hate on this fighter or hate on that fighter. When I'm talking about what they need to do in the ring and how they performed in the ring, there's no agenda I'm trying to push here. All I want to see is every fighter make the most out of their ability. But anyway, to end on a positive for AJ, that experience against Alexander Usyk will stand him in good stead against Tyson Fury. Oh, yes, it will. Because Tyson Fury can't move like Usyk. I know some of the Fury diehards out there, yes, he can. No, he can't. He might look really skillful and graceful when he's up against another big man, like a Derek Chisora, who's not tall, but he's very heavy, or Vladimir Klitschko. But he don't look so graceful against the Steve Cunningham. And I'm telling you now, Usyk's movement is better than Steve Cunningham's movement. He's all round more skillful than Steve Cunningham. And I know the Cunningham fight was a long time ago. But you tell me, when was the last time that Tyson Fury fought a small mobile heavyweight? I'm waiting. The closest he's come to it would be Otto Wallin, who gave Tyson Fury more problems than most people expected. So the Usyk fight will stand AJ in very good stead because he's never going to come across anybody else in the heavyweight division with such good balance, who can move like that, with that type of work rate, with such good head movement. Who in the heavyweight division has got head movement like Usyk? So again, if he comes up against the Tyson Fury and Fury's trying to be slick on AJ, then the Usyk fight will stand him in good stead. Different story if Tyson Fury comes forward, because then AJ is going to need the requisite level of confidence to be able to deal with a big aggressive opponent like that. If AJ's confidence is high, then he'll actually be dangerous if Tyson Fury comes at him with regards to AJ's counterpunching. But I said after the Pulev fight, go watch my post-fight video for AJ Pulev. I said, if this version of AJ fights Tyson Fury next, I don't like his chances. Not because he doesn't have things that could trouble Tyson Fury, but because his confidence isn't where it needs to be to beat a man like the Gypsy King. So the Usyk experience will stand him in good stead against Fury in the future, but he has to get his confidence back. And he also, in my view, has to get rid of Rob McCracken. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below.